Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Police are asking anyone who witnessed a brawl at the Mill Precinct in Toowoomba City at 2:30 in the morning on Saturday to get in touch. An 18-year-old Harlaxton woman has been charged with grievous bodily harm after the incident, which left an 18-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl in hospital. Another 15-year-old Harristown girl is also assisting police with their investigations. A collaboration between the state government, Wagner Corporation and Boeing means the first Aussie-built aircraft in 50 years will be manufactured in our backyard. The sod's been turned on a new MQ-28 Ghostbat production facility at the Wellcamp Aerospace and Defence Precinct. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says construction will provide 200 jobs until the end of 2027. Then the facility will need 100 highly skilled workers to actually make the aircraft.
But there are young kids in the community here today that can aspire to a career in aviation, in aerospace, at the highest quality and the best level in the world in their own backyard. And that's the future of Queensland.
The MQ-28 Ghostbat is an unmanned collaborative combat aircraft with fighter jet-like performance. More rate pain could be on the way for some Gundawindi region residents following new land valuations from the Resources Department. It's found the values in Gundawindi town have jumped by 40%, while they've gone up 39% in nearby Inglewood. Valuer General Laura Dietrich says the agricultural boom and interstate migration are partly responsible.
The 2024 valuations have a date of effect of 1 October 23, and that's a reflection of the market at that point in time. Land valuations are just one of the many factors that councils take into consideration when determining rates.
And finally, the Toowoomba region's local government election is officially done. The final results won't be a surprise to anyone following the counting, but Jeff McDonald is our mayor. All incumbent councillors have retained their seats and the two vacant spots will be filled by Trevor Manteifel and Gary Gardner.